From the United States, for the Armed Forces of the United Nations, the Special Service Division of the War Department presents a delayed broadcast of one of America's most popular radio programs, Bing Crosby and the Music Hall.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. Birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing, every Susie and Sal. They're congregating for me and my gal. Parson's waiting for me and my gal. And someday I'm gonna build a little home for two, for three or four or more, in Loveland, for me and my gal.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing, every Susie and Sal.
They're congregating for me and my gal. Old Parson's waiting for me and my gal. And someday I'm gonna build a little home for two, for three or four or more, in Loveland, for me and my gal.
For me and my gal.
This, friends, is the Old Craft Music Hall, short waving to the battle stations of the world. To all of these we send the story of a girl against the world, a girl who started her artistic career as a singer in the Old Craft Music Hall and went on to greater and still greater glory until today, she's a singer in the Old Craft Music Hall. Presenting...
Trudy Erlen, girl singer. Trudy Erlen, girl singer, was born. Two worthy parents, one a man, one a woman. It was not long before she learned to look upon these good, kind people as father and mother. But let us go back to when Trudy was but a week old, quite unable to read her Uncle Harry Lillis's racing form. Noting this, her parents bought her glasses. Noting the glasses, her uncle quoted Dorothy Parker, saying,
"Men never make passes at girls who wear glasses."
So, from that day to this, Trudy has not worn glasses. And it was that day, not this, that marked her Uncle Harry Lillis's first interest in the child's voice. After holding the baby on his lap for a few minutes, he called,
Hey, somebody! Hey, come here quick!
I have made a startling discovery. Our little Trudy has a remarkable voice. The kid can coo, solid and true. With a break or two, she can grab some moo. Listen. Come on, Trudykins. Come on, sing for Uncle Harry. That's a nice girl. Hitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy. Hoochie-coochie. Correction. Hitchy-kitchy-kitchy. Sing for Uncle Harry. There, you see. She's opening her mouth. Now listen.
Skilly-bo-do-do-do-do.
I think the kid's got a cold. Gesundheit.
Time and the fates were kind to baby Trudy, and as one year passes into another, she grew straight and tall, and fine and dandy, and Amos and Andy. By the time she was 18, she was no longer a baby, although the boys she grew up with still thought of her as quite a babe. This was when she was a member of the Kraft Music Hall Music Maids, supplying the world with many a ta-ra and ta-roodle, until word reached her of Kaiser's search for a vocalist. She went immediately to Kaiser's office. Listen.
Are you Mr. Kaiser?
With this bottle of sarsaparilla, I christen you the good ship Trudy.
Ouch! Wrong, Mr. Kaiser.
But the right, as it always does.
get up a tarpaulin here. But
the right, as it always does, finally triumphed over the wrong Mr. Kaiser. Brought up from the depths of Mare Island Fitting Basin, completely overhauled and reconditioned, Trudy Irwin one day nervously awaited an interview with the right Mr. Kaiser. As he entered his office, no one was surprised to hear him say,
"Evening, folks. Hi, all. Come on, children. Yes, dance. Yes, dance. You there, this little girl here. Come right over here. I'm going to ask you a question. Now, this is going to be a kind of difficult, so concentrate. Take your time and don't be nervous. Mr. K. Kaiser of Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, sends in this question. Mr. Kaiser wants to know, what's your name?"
"Well, it's,
True. I love you, Trudy. Trudy.
Oh, Trudy Irwin.
Oh, how'd she get there?" "That's right. That's absolutely right. That ain't wrong. Now, tell me, child, where were you working before you came to me?"
"Well, I was on the Bing Crosby show."
"Crosby? Oh, you mean Bob Hope's caddy and straight man, huh?"
"I don't mean another little old soul in the world, Kay, honey."
"Oh, you got the job."
And so, after many happy hours singing with Ishka Bibble's famous band, after helping to give people the Babbitt habit, Trudy Irwin crosses the Sully Mason line and returns to the old Kraft Music Hall. It is February 4th, 1943, and the first to greet her is the janitor, Yuki, who welcomes her home after her successful two-year absence by saying,
"Say, haven't seen you around for a couple of weeks. Been away?"
"Yuki, I'm so glad to see you."
"Yeah?"
"Yes, but I'm disappointed in you, Yuki. I thought by this time you'd be a big man around the old Kraft Music Hall."
Politics."
"But you're still only the janitor. Only the janitor. And there are cherry pits all over this floor."
"Well, don't knock it, sister. George Washington swept here."
It was at this moment Bing Crosby entered. Clutching the early scratch sheet in one hand and a copy of Constantly in the other. And thus was born a duet between Rhythm Boy and Music Maid.
Constantly I wished you near, and now you're here, so close to me.
And it isn't magic, and you do exist.
And you were meant to be my heart's delight, not just tonight, but constantly.
Constantly I look for you, no day or two, but constantly
I wish you near, and now you're here, so close to me.
And it isn't magic, and you do exist, for after
you were meant to be my heart's delight, not just tonight, but constantly.
Turn to one of my favorite singing groups, the Charioteers. These boys are currently pulling the customers really asunder nightly up at Ciro's. And for the benefit of those who can't remember their names, the charioteers are Wilfred Williams, Howard Daniels, Edward Jackson, Ira Williams, and at the piano, James Sherman, the only five-man quartet in the world. The charioteers, you're on, man.
Take that night train to Memphis, take that night train to Memphis, and when you arrive at the station, I'll be right there to meet you, I'll be right there to greet you, so don't turn down my invitation. Oh, take that night train to Memphis, take that night train to Memphis, you know how I'm longing to see you. Oh, leave at 3:57 and arrive at 11. Then I'll be shouting hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll be shouting hallelujah all the day. Well, we will have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee, and we'll shout hallelujah all the day. When the train comes along, when the train comes along, I will meet you at the station when the train comes along.
Watching the trains come in, watching the trains go out. What do I do when the train comes in? Will I
watch all the trains go out? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll be shouting hallelujah all the day. Have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee, and we'll shout
marches back. 1924, Russian-Soviet Congress at Moscow renames Petrograd Leningrad, and the Finnish runner Paavo Nurmi covers 2 miles in less than 9 minutes. 1924, Washington senators win their first World Series, and French troops start evacuation of the Ruhr Valley. 1924, and in their homes, thinking men are saying...
Hey, Trudy, how do you like this here? It says in the paper that President Coolidge shook hands with that Argentine prize fighter, Louis Firpo.
Is that important?
Must have been an interesting conversation they had. Firpo doesn't speak English and Coolidge doesn't speak.
Say, Harry, I've been wondering about the opening of King Tut's tomb.
That's snooping if ever I seen it. Say, by the way, Trudy, I was going to ask your house for a couple of bucks out of your household allowance till the end of the week,
Now I'm beginning to understand why you call it my household allowance.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm only allowed to hold the money around the house.
Oh, gee, I just want 10 bucks. You seen this stuff that's just came out called cellophane, ain't you?
Yes. But what's that got to do with me giving you $10?
I want to buy a cellophane shirt.
A cellophane shirt?
Yeah.
Why?
The doctor told me to watch my stomach.
Oh. Oh, Harry, I wish you'd spend a little less time figuring out those jokes.
Should have spent a little more time on that.
And spend a little more time figuring out how we can get a new car this spring.
Say, you know, you're right. We ought to get a new one. They say those four-wheel brakes are really something. They even wrote a song about them.
Oh, I never heard that. Four-wheel brake?
Yeah, sure, it goes like this. Four-wheel brake, the news to mother.
Well,
you don't like it, huh?
Oh.
I think it's very, very charming.
Personally, I'd like to hear, how come you do me like you do, do, do?
Do, do, do.
How come you do me like you do?
Do, 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 do.
Why do you try to make me feel you so blue? I ain't done nothing to you.
That's too intellectual for me, that kind of thing. I don't get it.
Well, how do you like this one, then? All alone, I'm so all alone. There is no one else but you.
Well, say, if that's what you like, how about this number that, Paul Whiteman's featuring there? Goes like this.
Sweet little you, I'm just crazy about you. Sweet little you, I just can't live without you. I'll save every dollar that I can make. Soon you'll hear me holler, got our little bungalow. I pity you when I get you alone, dear. I know just what I will do. I'll kiss you morning, noon, and night, satisfy my appetite. I'm sweet on sweet little you. Just what I will do. Kiss you morning, noon, and night. Satisfy my appetite. I'm sweet on sweet little you.
We segue directly to our old friend Victor Borge, pianist and raconteur. We ask Vic to drop in on the old craft music hall shenanigans before he heads east to fracture the customers in the big town bright spots. Hello, Vic.
Goodbye, Bing.
Now, don't say it ain't been charming. Where are you rushing to?
You know, Bing, I'm going to travel.
That's vital if you're going anyplace, I guess.
Sure, but before I go to New York next week, I decided I would come over here and say goodbye and shake hands with some of the old faces.
Glad, G-L-A-D. What exactly have you got lined up in the way of vaudeville dates when you get east, old boy?
Well, first I'm opening at the Waldorf.
The Waldorf, huh?
It's a wonderful place.
Oh, they make a grand salad there. I love it.
They tell me it's so nice to appear in that salad, in that hotel. You know, Bing, they also tell me that Waldorf is so big.
Oh, muy grande.
Yeah, they, Spanish, huh?
I don't know what it is.
But they have shows in three different places. And the man who got me the job told me I'll first appear in the Wedgwood room.
Oh, well, bring me back a pair of wedgies, huh? What, in beige?
What size?
Beige, I'd like.
What size?
Any size.
All right, you're...
Three triple A.
Grown up, huh? Should be easy because in the Wedgwood room, I come on after the dancers.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go to the Empire room where I come on after the singers.
You come on after the singers?
Yes, after they have sung.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I go to the main dining room where I come on after the dirty dishes.
You should clean up. But tell me, Vic, how are you traveling to New York? What route?
I'm going by Papoose.
Oh, no, steady. Steady, old boy. You're mixed up. You mean Caboose. A Papoose is nothing but a hitchhiker on the back of an Indian.
I know. I'm riding on the back of the chief.
As far as you can go on a buck, I guess.
You think so? But you know, Bing, I really wanted to make the trip to New York by car, but only have an A card. So.
Only got an A card. Well, why don't you put in a pitch for a little more gas?
Oh, that I did. That I did. I even went to my draft board to appeal there. Yeah.
Oh, you appealed to your draft board for gas?
Yeah.
What was the verdict?
Oh, when I asked for more gas, they said, "No, no, you don't appeal to us." I almost got mad because it didn't appeal to me either.
Who could they turn to?
Bing. Don't get me wrong. I'm really very patriotic. And I'm happy to go without anything these days. Look, I now have victory cuffs. See? I turn my pants in to the government.
Your pants? You're supposed to keep the pants. You turn in the cuffs.
Every year, new rules with the cuffs.
Seems to me I heard that line before.
No, Bing. Last time I was in... I've been in New York before, you know.
Have you?
As a matter of fact, I wasn't there before. I was after, but it was after last Christmas.
Oh,
but I mean,
yeah,
before I was there, I tried to get home to my hotel. I got lost in the rainy night, you know. I was standing there and asking the policeman, I said, tell me, how do I get back to the Mills Hotel? And he said, take the 42nd Street car. So I stood on that corner in the rain and waited for the 42nd Street car. But after I counted about 35... the car stopped running and I had to take a taxi.
Everything happens to you, huh? Sure. Vic, how about coming out to the house for dinner before you leave, huh?
Oh, thanks, Bing. That's wonderful. But since your house was cooked in the fire. I don't know, where do you live?
Oh, I got a little spot now. It's very simple to find. Oh. You take the Sunset bus, you get off at the last stop. You walk two blocks north and cross a small bridge, then you take the right fork of the road until you come to a steep hill. You climb the hill, and when you get on the other side, you'll see two houses, a little white house and a little red house. I live in the little white house. Is that clear?
Absolutely.
What time will you be up?
Except for one thing, Bing. How do I get there?
Well, I'll repeat it. You take the Sunset bus...
Oh, not too fast, please.
You take the Sunset bus and you get off at the last stop.
Last stop.
You walk two blocks north.
Two blocks north.
You cross a bridge.
Bridge.
Take a right fork of the road.
Right fork.
Climb the hill. Over the hill, you'll see two houses, a little red house and a little white house. Mine is the little white house.
Oh, that is easy to worry. I go over the little hill there and I go back. I'll come up.
Little white house, little red house. I'm in the white house.
You live in the white house. Good. Say, Bing, why don't you come to my house?
Well, if you insist, but where do you live?
In the little red house.
Oh. Get my foot out of that trap. How about signing a few notes on the baby grand before you leave, Vic? Play us a little something.
I will, Bing. If I may play a very beautiful number I learned from my sister. She was
from
a wonderful...
From your sister taught you this?
Oh, she was a wonderful pianist, and she taught me the first piece, the Minute Waltz by Chopin.
Well, that's only half of it.
Yeah, but you know, she was only my half-sister.
I see.
But seriously, Bing, I want to try to play something that expresses where all our thoughts are today. And all our thoughts are...
Brazil, the Brazil that I knew, where I wandered with you, lives in my imagination, where the songs are passionate, and a smile has flash in it, and a kiss has art in it, for you put your heart in it. And so I dream of old Brazil. Brazil, where hearts were entertaining Jews. We stood beneath an amber moon, softly murmured, someday soon we kissed and clung together then. Tomorrow was another day. The morning found me miles away, with still a million things to say. Twilight dims the sky above, recalling thrills of our love. There's one thing I'm certain of, return I will to old Brazil.
You have just heard a delayed broadcast scheduled expressly at this time for the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America. This program has been a part of our English language shortwave service. Thank you.